Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Dense fog out there this morning. You are encouraged to use your low beams, not your high beams, as you drive around, so be careful. And we're potentially somewhere in the range of 2 to 3 feet of snow in our lake effect areas, in our listening area, the northern Herkimer, Hamilton counties, and the western Adirondacks, and southern Oneida, southern Cayuga, Onondaga, and Madison counties. Definitely a foot, and it looks like a lot more if those lake effect snow bands persist.
David, the last time they told us that it was going to happen in a place that was not in our primary listening area, it did. It certainly did in the Berkshires. So you have to be aware in a winter. I had my snow tires put on yesterday. The car sounds like a bus, but I have to say I'm relieved that at least I have them. I think we have to be as prepared as we can.
The news yesterday came after you did your commentary, which was that Trump had been picked as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. A lot of people roiled by this, including actor Danny Glover, who says he's angry and appalled. Why should he have been picked? Based on what? Based on the fact that he won the Electoral College? That he lied, and on and on.
Well, look, this is a deeply divided country, and Trump knows it, and it's not getting any better. He's been picking people who basically are antithetical to many of the values held in this country. You know, we have an EPA pick who is on the side of the climate deniers, as is Trump. And we have 2.6 million people who voted against Trump more than who voted for him. In other words, Hillary Clinton, if it were a general election, would have won. But we have an electoral college. It's extraordinary, but we do. So for Trump to be taking people who are antithetical to what most Americans believe is creating a hellish situation. Glover, of course, is right. Nevertheless, Adolf Hitler, Stalin, and others have been on the front page of Time magazine. They're not picked because they're good people. Often they're picked because they make the most impression, even though they may be very, very bad.
The other thing that we're seeing is the president-elect seems to be surrounding himself with military generals, in fact. And the latest is that he's chosen retired Marine General John Kelly to run Homeland Security.
Well, Homeland Security is a big agency, and it has sway over many of the other criminal justice agencies in the United States. Let me just return to what I said before about not having won the general population in the election, because now we see generals in virtually three, I think, maybe four of the most important of these areas. It may be Secretary of State, too. Well, if you read any novel about any putsch that ever happened, it almost always comes from the military. And now we have laws that are designed to not let that happen, to say, okay, if you're a general, you have to wait a certain amount of time. Now they're asking for waivers for that certain amount of time for at least one of the candidates. This is very dangerous stuff. The one guiding principle of the United States has always been that the military are subordinate to the civilian authorities. And when the military are in place, it does speak to the very idea of why we have these laws which say you shouldn't have it, and why we have this ethic in the United States that the civilian authorities control the military authorities. Now, if the Republicans in the United States Senate, which have to confirm, along with the Democrats, aren't willing to understand this basic principle, I think we're in real trouble.
Speaking of trouble, fake news. You were telling me this morning, in addition to this pizza shop shooting in Washington, D.C., an article about Sandy Hook and fake news.
That's right. In the Times this morning is an article about somebody who writes to a Sandy Hook parent who lost her child, little Noah, which is too close to home for me because that's the name of our grandchild who we love very much, and threatened her. Because this foolish person decided, I had read some fake news, and decided that Sandy Hook didn't happen. And why is it happening now? Because Obama wants to get more gun control. That's why it's happening. Well, this is very dangerous. As far as I'm concerned, it's disgusting.
Pushback from cities and states against the potential changes in the Trump administration. New York City, Alan, no longer will keep any documents filed applicants for municipal IDs as of January in an effort to protect undocumented immigrants.
Well, David, that's why when you started with the new Homeland Security General who's going to be in charge, it really does raise a question as to whether or not this country and its governmental units, like New York City, have to have courage.